10 residents spoke out against a proposed data center development during Monday's Alliance City Council meeting. A public hearing on new zoning rules is set for the evening of June 15th at the Alliance Senior Citizen Center. The proposal would limit data centers to certain industrial areas. Council was unable to take action on legislation due to the absences of three members. New firefighters John Park and Zachary Butcher were sworn in, and Chris Waffler was promoted to assistant chief. A planned data center in Perry Township moving forward after Canton City Council approved a 30-year property tax abatement. 240-megawatt facility would span 100 acres along Faircrest Street Southwest and include four large buildings. The plan drew public opposition at a hearing with more than 100 residents attending and a petition topping 3,100 signatures. Critics cite concerns over noise, power use, and water demands. Supporters point to jobs and economic development. Under the agreement, Perry Township would receive a $2.75 million upfront payment, while future tax revenue is reduced over three decades. The project, reportedly backed by Amazon, now heads to Stark County Commissioners for final approval. Canton police say gunfire erupted over a crowded parking lot at Weiss Park Sunday evening, damaging several vehicles. Officers responded to the park on Harvard Avenue Northwest just after 7 upon receiving reports of multiple people firing guns. Investigators recovered at least 26 spent shell casings from three different firearms. Police also found live ammunition and a projectile at the scene. Two men seen running from the area were detained but later released after no weapons were found. Dispatchers initially reported 3 to 4 male suspects. No one was hurt. Louisville City Council has given final approval to a preservation ordinance for the Northside Woodard area of Metzger Park. The area, once used for a Halloween season scare attraction, will be preserved for nature appreciation and pedestrian use. Motor vehicles, structures, fires, dumping, and noise-generating activities will be prohibited. Council also learned city income tax revenues were up just 1.3% through April. Withholding collections rose 3%, while corporate net profit revenues fell 40%. New step in the development of the Hall of Fame Village underway with the selection of a management company for its future indoor water park, Game Day Bay. Wisconsin-based SNL Hospitality will operate the park, which will feature more than 100,000 square feet of water attractions. Game Day Bay is still under construction and is expected to open next spring. New state report shows nearly 98% of Ohio's reported missing children were recovered safely last year. Attorney General Dave Yost released the 2025 Ohio Missing Children Clearinghouse Report. It shows more than 15,000 children were reported missing in Ohio, with 6 found deceased. By county, the report lists 775 cases in Mahoning, 376 in Stark, 67 in Portage, 49 in Columbiana, and 3 in Carroll. Nearly 20,000 people were reported missing in Ohio last year. Sentencing now set for June 16th for a former Portage County corrections officer who pleaded guilty earlier this month to telecommunication harassment in a sexual extortion case. 29-year-old Austin Wilson of Lake Milton pleaded to a misdemeanor in Portage County Court. He allegedly threatened to release private explicit photos of a victim unless additional images were provided. Wilson was arrested in February and placed on unpaid administrative leave. Fatal crash under investigation in Columbiana County's Perry Township. The Highway Patrol says 58-year-old Yolanda Medina Matos failed to yield at a stop sign around 10 Monday morning at Route 344 in Cunningham Road. Her car was struck by a semi. Matos died at a hospital. The truck driver, a 51-year-old Salem man, was taken to a hospital as precaution. Beaver local school teacher Penny Brown recovering after being mauled by two dogs while walking Friday in Middleton Township. Columbiana County Sheriff's Office says she suffered serious injuries, including a broken arm in the attack in the area of Tomahawk Drive in East Palestine. She was flown to a Youngstown hospital. The dog warden's office says one of the animals is being euthanized today. The other remains in quarantine in Mahoning County. Charges against the dog owners are pending. Southern Local School District is searching for a new superintendent to start the next school year. Applications are due May 31st, with interviews beginning June 1st. Thomas Cunningham has led the district since 2018 and is serving under a retire-rehire contract extension. We have the following funeral announcement. A private service will be held for 72-year-old Ronald Wallace of Alliance at Fairmont Memorial Park. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.